Today we are going to be listening to a Ukrainian accent, and we're going to learn how to change the sounds and prosody to a more standard American English accent. I was able to get the language sample from the website IDEA, which is the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a really cool website, and comma gets a cure, the text that they were reading. The copyright information is in the show notes. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Finally, she administered other.
Finally, she administered ether. He initially starts off just kind of speaking really quickly and jumbling all those words together, and then he realizes he needs to slow down on that administered. He slowed down. He still didn't quite get the word right. And then other. He says other. So at least he got a TH. It should be E, long E, and a soft TH. But that was good that he got the voice TH because he's been missing those in other words. So ether with a long E and a unvoiced TH, ether. Her efforts were not futile. Efforts was okay. He held out that S a little bit longer than we would for an S blend like that. We would just say efforts were. He tends to make his vocalic er sounds more like air, a different kind of vocalic R. So it needs to be er, not air. Were not, rather than where not. Were not futile. Futile. I think he just didn't know that word, futile.
In no time, the goose began to twice.
In no time, the goose began to tire. He kind of says, in no time, the goose. He uses a Z for the, and it kind of just is squished in between time and goose. In no time, the goose begin, and he says begin instead of began. So that's a vowel correction there. He needs to say ah, began. It's kind of a past tense verb, and he kind of uses the present tense verb. The goose began to tire. It sounds like he says twice or twice instead of tire. Tire kind of inserts a W there and doesn't really do the vocalic R, ire, and he adds on an S. I'm getting the feeling after listening to this particular speaker that he is not completely familiar with the alphabet and the sounds that are appropriate for the letters in the English language. So that's why there are so many errors, I think, in his particular reading.
So Sarah was able to hold on to comma.
So Sarah was able to hold on to comma. He inserts an additional S sound after Sarah and before was. So he says, so Sarah's, and then he ends was with an S instead of a Z sound. That S should be pronounced as Z. Was able to hold onto. He doesn't quite say onto. It should be onto, onto. We definitely pronounce both syllables. Onto comma.
And give her a relaxing bath.
And give her a relaxing bath. When he says give her, it sounds like his tongue is a little bit tight and maybe in the wrong place. So give needs to be a short I and then her, her. Give her, a relaxing bath. And he did get the TH on the end of bath, so that's good.
Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose.
Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, he seems to pronounce that H on the end of Sarah. He went Sarah and then had. You know, there's two H's there, and he kind of pronounced both of them. The H on the end of the name Sarah is generally silent. We don't even aspirate it at all. And then the word managed, he pronounces that ED as a separate syllable. And in that particular word managed, the past tense verb, we don't pronounce the whole syllable. We just put a D on the end. Managed, managed. So it kind of goes from that J sound, which is the G spelling, to the D. And the E is just cut off altogether. Managed to bathe the goose. And he does kind of pronounce a Z sound for the THs and bathe and the. He kind of just inserts a Z in the middle, bathe the goose. So those should be a TH, a voice TH, the. Bathe the goose.
She wiped her off with a cloth.
She wiped her off with a cloth. For wiped, he said webbed. So it needs to be an I, a long I sound, and a P, and then a T, wiped. He's saying webbed with an E and a B and another syllable in there. It should be wiped. He has a hard time getting that vocalic R. Tongue should go straight back or lift up, depending on how you do your R's. But her, off, with. And I heard a V-I-Z, V's, or V-I-S, V's. It needs to be a W, W, I, short I, and a soft TH or a unvoiced TH, we would call it, with, tongue between the teeth. Cloth, another unvoiced TH on the end of cloth, off. And so he has, I think, a close with an S on the end. So we need to get the vowel, the good O, which is a short O, cloth, and the TH on the end.
And laid her on her right side.
And laid her on her right side. His vocalic er, he's saying something more like ea. It was a long E and then an uh. So he's not getting his tongue up and back the way it needs to be to have a good er. And that's very noticeable in his speech. Her, laid her on her right side. So there's two hers in there that he's not quite getting just right. The good news is that his H's sounded a little bit more normal. They weren't too heavily aspirated. So that was good.
That's it for today. If you liked it, please subscribe. If you would like to book your own session with me and work on your own accent, please visit my website, clarityaccent.com. Thanks.